The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt and I'm joined on the line by James. Now, James is here to join us for At The Flicks, where we catch up with what's happening down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. Thank you, James, for joining us.
Kia ora, Matt. It's always a pleasure, never a chore.
Oh, so you've stepped into the breach left by Brett.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. Our captain, leader and legend has taken a month or so off, so I'm going to be the voice on the radio, so your listeners will be turning off in droves for the month of August.
I don't think so. Some people from way back in the day will go, hey, this is that guy James.
We're going to be headhunted by the BBC and all sorts of people.
Yes. Oh, well, thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to keep us up to date with what is happening down at State Cinemas in Nelson. So, I guess we should ask, what's happening?
You put a lot of thought into that intro. it's all happening. As always here at State Cinemas, we've got the Italian Film Festival wrapping up and we've got some lovely new releases out this week, and we're also hotting up for the NZIFF, the New Zealand International Film Festival, which opens later on in the month.
Cool. It's always exciting, the New Zealand International Film Festival. I recommend people check it out. It is on your website, I think, State Cinemas. Plus, from memory, there are some physical brochures. Is that correct?
There are physical brochures in the foyer downstairs and out and about in the Nelson region. Tickets are available to buy now online and in person.
Let's take a look at some of the new releases coming out today, Thursday, the 7th of August.
So we've got a half a dozen new releases this week, starting with Freakier Friday, which stars Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, the always watchable Jamie Lee Curtis. It's a sequel to Freaky Friday, obviously. So it's a body swap comedy drama from Disney. If you enjoyed Freaky Friday, you'll love Freakier Friday. It's not only freaky, it's freakier.
Oh, okay.
More of the same, but more.
Yeah. There's been a good moment since part one came out with those two at the helm.
It was a really well-loved film, and this one looks to be more of the same.
Okay. Now, you did have an advanced preview last night, I know, so some people would have been out seeing that, which is good. Now, if you want to join the masses and catch up with it as a standard sort of cinema release, how old would someone have to be, and is there plenty of opportunities for them to see this body swap caper?
Body swap caper sums it up in a nutshell. And we did indeed have the opening night last night, and it was very successful. It's a parental guidance, so there's no strict age range, but be aware that there is coarse language in this one.
Okay.
And it's open, it's on daily, five showings most days, and on the weekends, one fewer showing because we open slightly later. But yeah, 10:40, 1:15, 3:35, 6 p.m. and 8:20 p.m.
Okay, plenty of chances to get along. And I'm sure there'll be a few people who probably have their own kids now and they might think, man, I remember seeing this. Let's take the family along.
Absolutely.
Get them in.
It's lovely to see that. I mean, I remember very much Inside Out 2 came out a few months ago. Probably more like a year ago now.
Yeah.
And it was lovely to see those children that had seen it the first time, seen the original, then coming back as more mature, you know, adults to come and see it. It's lovely the way cinema passes through the generations.
That is true. All right. So Freakier Friday on at State Cinemas. Plenty of chance to see it. If you want to find out more, go to the website, statecinemas.co.nz. You can watch the trailer there. So that is one down. Not that I'm trying to hurry us through this, but I am trying to keep track so that we don't go awry. Where are you going to take us next? What? Go on.
You've got to keep me on track, and I appreciate that. obviously, again, we have a lovely variety of films playing here at State. So we go from the mainstream family-friendly Freakier Friday to The Friend, which stars Naomi Watts and Bill Murray. A much more, adult-orientated film.
What can you tell us about this film?
Naomi Watts adopts Bill Murray's Great Dane.
Oh.
Somewhat against her will. And it explores her journey with loss, with creativity, her journey with the past. It's just beautiful. Her evolving relationship with the dog, the titular dog, the friend. It's got Bill Murray in it.
Yeah.
So there's add 2 stars immediately. this one's winning awards internationally, and it should be very, very good.
Okay. Yeah, both quality actors, you'd have to say. And, good to see Bill Murray still active.
Absolutely. Two quality actors and on top of their game in this case.
Wow. Okay. So, adopts a dog, comes to terms with life, maybe. Sounds slightly dramatic. Is it in the drama sort of realm?
Absolutely. It's a tugging at the heartstrings drama. Obviously, anything with Bill Murray in it's going to have comedic elements.
Yes.
But expect cerebral, expect comedy, expect drama.
Well,
that's rated M, and that's on daily also.
Okay, cool. That is The Friend. You can check it out on statecinemas.co.nz. I got to say, I've got a soft spot for Bill Murray.
He is a legend, a towering legend.
He certainly is. So that may be enough to get someone like me in the door. So check it out online, statecinemas.co.nz. We are 2 new releases down. We are traveling through a list of around about 6, I think, we started off with. So where do we go to next?
Would you like to come with me to the French Riviera?
Oh.
Would you like to come with me to Nice?
Who would not? Who would not?
I can think of a few people. We're going to go to Nice to the French Riviera on a quest for revenge.
Ooh.
So Riviera Revenge is the name of the film. And it's about a married couple who have been together for 50 years. And in the process of cleaning up their house, cleaning up their loft, their attic, the husband comes across a stash of letters which reveal that his wife had an affair 40 years ago.
Ooh.
So now he has to decide whether he's going to let bygones be bygones and move on with their lives as if nothing happened, or whether he's going to take action. And the film would be short and less interesting if he decided to let bygones be bygones. So he does indeed seek revenge in Nice, in the French Riviera, hence Riviera Revenge. This is a French language comedy. It's rated M. It's a mature film. And that's on daily 11 a.m., 1:20 p.m. and 6 p.m., except for the weekend when we drop the first session because we open later.
Was this part of the French Film Festival, or is this one independent of?
It was indeed part of the French Film Festival and did very well there, so we're bringing it back for a regular run.
As you do. Nice work, State Cinemas. If you've just joined us, this is At The Flicks on Fresh FM. I'm Matt, catching up with James down at State Cinemas, talking about the films screening there this week. We're running through some new releases and we've got some fairly diverse offerings. So I'm very, very interested to find out where James is taking us next.
I'm going to take you next somewhere slightly darker, Matt. Are you prepared to come with me to somewhere darker?
Always, James.
You sound a little bit nervous. So we have, from the studio that bought you It and The Conjuring, which should tell you what sort of area we're in, we have Weapons.
Now, I've seen the trailer and it looks kind of spooky.
It does look kind of spooky. And if you like kind of spooky, that can only be a good thing. 17 children walked out of their homes at 12:17 a.m. and they never came back.
Oh.
So it's exploring what happened to those children. One child doesn't disappear.
Oh.
And the community's left questioning who or what is behind their disappearance. It looks fabulous. It contains violence, horror, and gore, as you would expect from the studio that brought you It and The Conjuring.
Yeah.
It is an R16, so please be aware of that. If you're anywhere looking like you're 16, bring your identification so that it is nice and easy for us. It's playing daily, 10:40 a.m., 1:20 p.m., 6 p.m., and 8:40 p.m., except, of course, on the weekends. And it looks fabulous. My niece is a horror aficionado, and she makes me come to all of these films that frankly terrify me, and I have to watch through laced fingers.
I've got to say, even the poster looks spooky. Just the shadow sort of profile of the kids with their arms slightly outstretched.
Absolutely. All in the same same kind of formation. I'm looking at the poster now, and I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah. So that is Weapons. Looks very spooky. Check out the trailer if you dare. Otherwise, just go down, buy a ticket, and then do the James thing and sort of peek through that little gap in your fingers or grip the arms of the chair tightly. Whatever gets you
through. Sounds like a jolly good plan.
Yes.
A white knuckle ride.
Yes, yes.
And Matt, would you like to now come with me to the opera, to New York City?
Yeah, okay.
I appreciate that. It's good to push one's boundaries, and I'm sure you're going to love coming to see Richard Strauss's version of Oscar Wilde's Salome.
Okay.
If we can't get to the Met in New York, then coming to Nelson State Cinemas with our amazing sound system is going to be your next best bet.
Yeah.
And we're playing Salome this week. That is showing three times, Sunday, August the 10th at 1:20, Monday, August the 11th at 6 p.m., and Wednesday, August the 13th at 11 a.m. I appreciate that if opera is not your bag, then that's not going to be for you. However, this one looks amazing and is a classic piece of work, and those who are into opera will love this one.
Yeah, and look, the Met Opera screenings are apparently insanely high quality. They get you closer than you would ever anticipate that you could get to the actual opera stars. And yeah, the sound is meant to be phenomenal.
It is actually better than going to New York itself. I once had the opportunity to go to New York to see an opera, and I turned it down just so I could watch it here in Nelson.
Okay.
That may or may not be true.
Ah, yes. All right, James. Look, I'm going to run with that and I'm going to believe you, okay?
Oh, bless you.
Yeah. Okay, so in great high definition, up close, fantastic, immersive sound, the Met Opera. What was it? I was going to say Salome, but it's not. It's what?
Salome.
Salome.
I pronounce it Salome. Salome? Salome, Rose of Salami. I don't know.
Okay, look, if you know your opera, you may well know what this one is about, but apparently a classic.
We have just very much outed ourselves as two non-opera aficionados.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought we gave it a jolly good try.
Yeah, look, we did. And look, I know from talking to the odd random person who has been to these Met things, it is meant to be a step above what you may expect to see. So if you're at all into opera or opera curious, this sounds like it could be for you. And I think Brett has mentioned before, these things are hard to see if you don't see them at these screenings. They don't turn up on streaming platforms very regularly.
That's an incredibly good point and an important one. And often you can be flicking through the coming attractions and think, you know, I want to stay home. I'm not sure I can rouse myself to brave the wilds of the winter weather. But these do not come to streaming.
Yes.
You must see these. I would recommend seeing any feature on the big screen, but these ones absolutely don't come to streaming. So yeah.
Okay.
Come and see them here.
All right. That is Met Opera at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. Once again, if you've just joined us, this is At The Flicks. I'm Matt, and I'm catching up with James this week. He is filling in for Brett, who's away for a month or so. So good to have you with us. James working his way through a list of movies that have been as diverse as Revenge in the French Riviera, some children going missing in a horrific style, somebody looking after somebody's dog and maybe coming to terms with loss, and we've got a bit of opera in there, and I think there's still at least one more to come.
we have one more film to come. And on this round the world trip that I'm taking you, where better to finish up than in the Welsh town of Port Talbot in 1942? Do you want to come with me, Matt?
Yes.
That is the right answer. So, and this is Mr. Burton, and it's a film with an amazing cast, the ever reliable, always watchable Toby Jones and Leslie Manville. This is the it's the story of the youth of Richard Burton. So Richard Burton, the Welsh actor, husband of Elizabeth Taylor, possessed of a golden voice, a true 20th century icon. Who started off in this tiny town in Wales, very working class, acting as far as you can possibly conceive from his upbringing, right? A mining upbringing.
Yeah.
And it's about how Toby Jones, who plays Philip Burton,
yes,
spies Richard Burton's, then Richard Jenkins, his innate talent and his screen and stage presence, and how he nurtures him and gets him into becoming the icon that we came to know. Toby Jones, as I said, is just superb in this. He's superb in everything, but he gives a performance of the ages in this one. It's moving. It's goes to some dark places. He's got adult themes, but he always conveys a quiet seriousness, a quiet depth of feeling that is quite remarkable. So yeah, a biopic of the early life of Richard Burton, highly, highly recommended. That is rated M, so mature people only, like your good self and me.
Of course.
Their preview showings, so they're playing on Friday, August the 8th at 10:30 a.m. and 5:50 p.m., Saturday, August the 9th at 5:50 p.m., and Sunday, August the 10th at 12:50. This has been getting rave reviews around the world. So yeah, this one I personally am particularly excited about.
Yeah, and I'm just gathering from the little bit there that Mr. Richard Burton, as we know him, was Richard Jenkins. His teacher was Philip Burton, so that must be a bit of a nod to his teacher, I'm assuming, with the last name change.
He in fact was adopted by his teacher. I won't go too much more into that because that's
spoilers.
The complexities of that are explored, are kind of the central thrust of the film. But their relationship is fascinating. And we absolutely wouldn't have had Richard Burton. We wouldn't have had those amazing roles that he played, that amazing voice at the beginning of Dylan Thomas's Under Milkwood. We would not have had that had it not been for Philip Burton and what they went through.
Wow. And I love the tagline, "Some are born great, some are inspired to be great." Nice.
Isn't it? There's someone out there who all they do is write these taglines for movies.
Yeah.
And just now and then they absolutely hit the nail on the head. I'm thinking about Aliens, the Alien sequel, This Time It's War, because it became a war film. Just very clever.
Yes. Look, once again, if you want to know a little bit more about Mr. Burton, you can go to the website statecinemas.co.nz, watch the trailer, book the tickets, and bunch of preview sessions, which is good. You can book the tickets directly from the website. Absolutely fantastic. statecinemas.co.nz. So, to someone, James, who was born great, is there anything else you would like to add to this session of At the Flux?
I have covered all of the new releases. Obviously, many films still playing. Fantastic Four and Superman are both doing incredibly well. Italian Film Festival finishing up. International Film Festival starting soon. All I want to say now is that I look forward to seeing you all at the Flix.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.com. freakyafriday.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.